Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this votive mass in honor of Our Lady under her title, Mother of the Lord. And the entrance antiphon for today's mass says this, You have been blessed, O Virgin Mary, above all other women on earth by the Lord, the Most High God. For God has so exalted your name that human lips will never cease to praise you. So we see these words, which are paraphrase of from the book of Judith and applied to Our Lady, says that God has exalted Our Lady's name, that she is blessed above all other women on earth. In fact, St. Bonaventure says that this dignity of Our Lady to be the Mother of God is the greatest dignity that God could confer on a creature, that God could not exalt a creature to a greater dignity than that of Mother of God. And the gospel that we read, in which Saint Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and cries out in a loud voice and praises Our Lady, teaches us what kind of disposition we should have with respect to Our Lady. So Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cries out, almost as if to proclaim to the whole world what is taking place before her. And what does she cry out? She says, Most blessed are you among women. And so again, this is the Holy Spirit testifying through Saint Elizabeth. Most blessed are you among women. And so we see that Our Lady is not like everyone else, but she is most blessed among all women. In fact, she is the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God. Saint Elizabeth continues, And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Here we see where the Mass gets this title of Our Lady, Mother of my Lord should come to me. And so we see in Saint Elizabeth a disposition of humility, reverence, and gratitude for the presence of Our Lady. And so we can say that all souls who are authentically moved by the Holy Spirit will, in some way or another, share these same sentiments and have these same desires. That is, the soul will have a desire to cry out with a loud voice, that is, to make Our Lady known and loved, to increase devotion towards her throughout the world. Okay? It's a sign of the action of the Holy Spirit in the soul. And again, if the soul recognizes, first acknowledges Our Lady as the Mother of God, the Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, and has this disposition of humility, reverence, and gratitude towards Our Lady. Again, these are all signs of the action of the Holy Spirit in that soul. And so, this is exactly what we should strive to cultivate within our soul, right? A desire to make Our Lady known and loved, to be humbled by the fact that Our Lady regards us as her children, or rather, that she really is our spiritual mother. That should humble us. We should revere Our Lady for that and then be filled with gratitude. Be thankful for that great gift of having the Blessed Virgin Mary as Mother of our Lord and our Mother as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.